There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
HBO's Veep, Hillary Clinton is in the Scooby-mobile, hits Toledo, Ohio, goes into a Chipotle like the little people, gets a chicken burrito bowl, and nobody notices her. A photographer comes in, starts taking pictures, and nobody asks anything. They didn't care in Toledo, Ohio. Will it be a bust for Hillary Clinton? Plus, Marco Rubio announces... Yeah, he's running for president. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, a little slice politically of what's happening across this great country. Why should you care of the same old wah, 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 as it's still a long time away before we elect the next president? That's why you should care. Let's find out how these people think and how they tick, because somebody's going to become president. When everybody throws in, and at the end of the day, it is an elite group that decide they're going to run because they have some backing. It's never the guy down the street. They might have been the guy down the street once, but that was a very long time ago. So you've got three Republicans and one Democrat at this point. You may end up with a few Democrats, but they'd have to be crazy, and maybe they get something out of it, some more notoriety, I don't know, because no one's going to beat Hillary Clinton for the race for president, the Democratic nomination. She will wrestle them for it. As far as the Republicans, it's still wide open. Depending on who you talk to, it's Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, maybe Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush gets the most real cred, and I know that makes some of you just nauseous and crazy, but because he is a legacy guy, I know it's not a fraternity, although it seems like it, because he's a legacy guy and has massive, massive pull when it comes to the dollars and to the people who really run the Republican machine. He may be foisted down everyone's throat, whether they think, hey, Jeb's a nice guy, but I just don't really think he should be the president. I don't think we want another Bush in the White House. I mean, great, we've already had two. Do we want another one? Too bad, so sad. It just may be the way the machine works. This is where the rubber meets the road, and we have very little choices when it comes to president, meaning you can get involved locally with what happens, mayor, city council, voting judges, all that kind of stuff. Same thing on the state level. Who represents you in Congress? Who are your congresspeople? Who's your senator? Who's the senators from your state? There's some sway there. But when it comes to the presidential race, because of the Electoral College, which I think we need to do away with, that changes the game. The game is rigged in the favor of the people who have the most do-re-mi. It just is. If you wanted to run for president, could you come up with $1.7 billion? That's what Hillary Clinton's going to raise. The Republican won't be too far behind because they'll have to be. Because they got to match her in campaign ads and in the push at the end to get out the vote. In the recent polls, meaning in the last week, Hillary Clinton versus Jeb Bush, she beats him. She beats him out in the Hispanic department just like Mitt Romney. And this is a guy who speaks fluent Spanish. I don't think Hillary Clinton speaks fluent Spanish. Maybe she knows a few words. He's fluent. Backwards and forwards, it doesn't matter. He has a wife who's from Colombia. He was the governor of Florida. Hispanics vote Democratic. The Republican Party has to figure out a way to attract more Hispanic voters. It comes down to demographics and what the country is comprised of. That hurt Mitt Romney. It'll hurt Jeb Bush if it is Jeb Bush, and I think it's going to be. I think all of you are listening to me right now and saying, oh, no way, it's going to be Scott Walker. We want Scott Walker and Marco Rubio on the same ticket. That would be great. Or we want Ted Cruz and Scott Walker on the same ticket. But and it seems as though, to me, you would want to have Rubio on a ticket because maybe he can persuade some of the Hispanic vote his way. And he's 43. He's young. And he's been involved in politics of some sort for a very long time on the local level and now certainly on the national level. And some of his ideas skew younger. That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. Entertain some of the younger voters, even though we know older people vote. Marco Rubio says he has a dream, a different dream, an American dream. He laid out some specifics about how he feels as to where we're headed in this country. Hillary Clinton put out a two-minute commercial, jumped in a van, and left for Iowa because her campaign people, very media savvy, felt like this is the way to attract voters. So Rubio took advantage when he joined the race. He took a big, fat swipe at Clinton right from the get-go, knowing, see, the Republicans know. They know that what Democrat is going to end up running versus Hillary Clinton, meaning getting the nomination, none. So he's the youngest in this race for the president. And he says that both the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who became the first Democratic candidate with her launch, and contender Jeb Bush offer the same thing. He said just yesterday, a leader from yesterday began a campaign, and there's a lot of boos for president, by promising to take us back to yesterday, but yesterday is over and we are never going back. I think that was a good line. So Rubio said, why do we want to go back to yesterday? We don't want to go. It's over. We don't want to go there. He's going to lean on the whole Cuban immigrant story, I think, because he's the son of a Cuban immigrant. In his speech, he told the story of his parents' struggles and said that today the American dream seems unattainable for many because too many, this is his words, of our leaders and their ideas are stuck in the 20th century. And he said his candidacy might seem improbable to some watching from abroad. In other countries, the highest office in the land is reserved for the rich and the powerful. But he said he lives in an exceptional country where even the son of a bartender and a maid can have the same dreams and the same future as those who come from power and privilege. I like that, too. But where does he stand in the polls? Consistently somewhere in the middle. He always trails Jeb Bush. He always trails Scott Walker. Florida is a key state. Can he win Florida? And being in the middle is not a great place to be, although critics would kind of dismiss that and say it's early going. It's early going. So here's the key thing. Marco Rubio is in the race. He goes back to Washington to talk about Iran on the Senate floor. Then he's out on the road, in and out on the road. So we'll see what he's made of, as he has to make a lot of stops. Fundraisers, New York City on Thursday. He's going to be in Washington Tuesday and Wednesday, Senate business. So that's good, because I don't think he wants to turn his back on that. But it's official. More are going to join, guarantee, by the end of the week. Stay with us. We're jumping over the fence. Jump with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Here on America Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. I had a question from Big Bob about this and Bear. Where can they get copies of the show? Easy. Go to GCNLive.com and download the show. Then you can listen to it when you're on the train, wherever you are. You can take it with you. How easy is that? Hey, we have the Daily Salute. Let's see if Patrick, I know we have a live studio audience there in Minneapolis with you. I don't know. There must be hundreds of people, a bigger audience than, I don't know, Wendy Williams, I think, has. So are they ready to applaud? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I love it when people applaud. People in Minnesota are so darn nice. I love it when people applaud before anything happens. So here's what you're applauding. I got to meet this guy briefly last summer, but Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller, right? He's the talking one. He's the talking guy. I think they're brilliant, some of the things that they do. He was in a room where he taught us. He didn't teach us, but I guess he did. He talked about how to eat fire and showed how to do it. I still wouldn't do it. It's easy. Kate, you can eat fire. No. So he lost a bunch of weight, 105 pounds. He went from 44, a waist size of 44 to 34, 3 months it took him. He said that he was motivated because to get healthy. He had high blood pressure. It put him in the hospital. And he said he had six meds to bring his blood pressure down. And they said that he needed to get his weight down. And they said what they just said to him is, look, if you get your weight down to 230, he was up over 300. He said, if you do that, you want to take these meds. And I guess now he's off the meds totally. And he's a pretty tall guy. He's like 6'7". But now you wonder how he lost this weight so quickly. 1,000 calories a day. I mean, low calorie. 1,000 is so low. Oh, that's so low. Even women, when they're on Weight Watchers or other diets, it's usually not 1,000. It's at least a little bit more than that, like 1,600 or, you know, whatever. So he's pretty much a vegan. He said he had he ate an enormous salad with vinegar for dressing, and, you know, he'd have 3 pounds of greens with black or brown rice with vegetable stew and fruit, you know, blueberries or that kind of thing. And he started working out too. So, wow, that is a huge change. He's got 2 kids. He's got 1 that's 9 and 1 that's 8. So how about that? And, you know, it's crazy. That's huge. That does deserve a daily applause. The fact that he could go from whatever amount of food he was eating down to 1,000 calories. Whew. For a guy, even on a diet for a guy, usually, you know, they'll have much more than that. 1,000 is teeny tiny. Ooh, teeny tiny. But hey, very cool. And it's true for anyone. If you crash down your weight and you're overweight and you're on some kind of medicine, boy, it really can make a huge, huge difference. All right, we're kind of mixing in a bunch of different things here. I like to call it odds and ends. And odds and ends, besides that huge weight loss, includes, on a different end of the spectrum, the end of Jodi Arias. We talked in the show with Jane Velez Mitchell, who covered that trial, the first trial, and said it was so crazy going through that. I mean, listening to what Arias had to say. But this is 7 years in court, 7 long legal years of Jodi Arias. And it all ended Monday. The judge sentenced her to life in prison for killing her ex-boyfriend. How about that? 7 long years of Jodi Arias. Oh, crazy twists and turns. So no death penalty, but life in prison. Moving from Jodi Arias to this, Alaska Airlines, the ramp agent, was found in the cargo hold after the banging alerted pilots. So here's what happened. A SeaTac, that's the airport worker, fell asleep in the hold of Alaska Airlines and didn't wake up until it took off. But the pilot heard the banging, turned the plane around when they heard the banging, because it was going to go to L.A., this plane, and was smart. They did emergency landing. It was only in the air for 14 minutes. After the landing, the ramp agent was found inside the front cargo hold, which is pressurized and temperature controlled. So the ramp agent appeared okay. Went to the hospital as a precaution, and they're investigating, I guess, more of how that happened. But they passed a drug test, and he just fell asleep, so he just laid down. I guess he started work at 5 in the morning. He was supposed to end his shift at 2:30, and he was missing. Then they were looking for him. He was missing, and that's what happened. They texted the phone, everything, and then apparently he woke up, and they were in the air. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, it's terrifying to think of that. All of a sudden you're asleep, and the next thing you know, you're in the air. And good for the pilot, that the pilot turns it around. I mean, it just goes to show you, again, a lot of times the access that the employees have at these airports is incredible. So think about that. He's in the cargo hold, and he's an employee at the airport, and he just nods off. I mean, luckily, this wasn't a nefarious situation, but it goes to the security thing again, doesn't it? And they did try to find him, so they weren't thinking, let's look in the cargo holds of some planes. So I don't know that you can even just plop it right on the lap of the airliner or the airport. But certainly it calls that into question. I mean, it does. So what happens when somebody's exhausted, they went to work at some crazy hour and stayed later, and then they pass out. You know, they fall asleep, and that's it. Yeah. All right, how about this? I love this story. It's just a crazy odds and ends. A cabbie had to pay $15,000 after telling women to quit kissing. When Christy Spitzer gave her girlfriend a kiss in the backseat of the cab, she wasn't expecting the driver to demand them to knock it off, and he said, keep it for the bedroom. I guess in a way, when you're the cab driver, are you supposed to let people do what they want to do in the cab or what? But the comment is costly to the cab driver because they're saying it was discrimination against the fact that they were two women. So 3 years ago it happened, 2011. And the judge recommended a ruling in their favor, $5,000 in damages to each of the women, a $5,000 fine on the city, anti-discrimination course for the cab driver. Human rights training, they say, is what he has to do. Because under New York state law, public and private businesses are forbidden from refusing service based on sexual orientation. But he doesn't think he did anything wrong. He's saying it doesn't matter if they were a heterosexual couple or what they were. That he always tells people to quit fooling around in the cab because they're distracting him from driving. And he said they never said anything specific about their sexuality, never threw him out of the cab, all that kind of stuff. Whew. They got out of the cab after his comment, though. They refused to pay the fare. He drove away, and then they reported him. And they, you know, for more than 3 years, they went through this waiting to see if they would get a verdict. Oh, the court system's so crazy. And I guess if he had other people come forward, I mean, how do you prove that? That's tough. How do you prove that he wasn't discriminating against them? And I think that's probably if they had other people. But how are you going to dig those people up? So $15,000. Woo! Oh, I bet that cab driver is furious. A win or a loss. What do you think? Send it to me, americatonight.net. Rock on, Patrick, and the rest of you. Stay with us.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Well, it is tax time, and I know a lot of people wait to the last second or think, I should have thought about that one deduction that I could have used, that thing that I could have written off. And we've been talking about strange write-offs, things that people think they can, I'll say, get away with, and write-offs that kind of, you know, will get your hand slapped a little bit, although everybody fears the three dreaded letters, and I don't know why, because you can always work it out somehow, even if you're super frustrated. So federal tax practitioner David Selig is in our virtual green room. David, this is a busy time of year for anyone with the word tax around their name, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, people are panicking, bouncing off the walls, doing all kinds of irrational things.
I love that. And see, here's the thing. Like I said, yes, people dread hearing about the IRS, but the bottom line is, you know, not that I'm like trying to defend them, but you can always work it out some way. Like, that's why you can file an extension, all that kind of stuff, is why you can estimate taxes, right?
Absolutely. You can always work it out. As a matter of fact, today we hammered out a deal where one of our clients is only going to serve 24 months in a federal penitentiary. And his whole problem is going away after that, which is wonderful news.
24. Okay, so how bad was it? What did he do? Did he never pay taxes?
Yeah, you know, the overwhelming majority of people don't have to worry about a problem. You know, even if you owe taxes, file your return, then it's only a civil matter, and you can always work that out. You can get into an installment agreement. If you don't have any money whatsoever, you can get placed into uncollectible. there are true options, but it's a good thing to be proactive.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. You can't bury your head in the sand. Okay, so let's talk about tax write-offs that are actually valid but might surprise a few people. Lottery tickets? Are they? Can you write off lottery tickets? Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. But keep this in mind, only against your winnings, gambling winnings. So let's say you like to bet on the ponies or you go to the casino or this sort of thing. You can offset dollar for dollar against your losses. So, in other words, let's say you won $1,000 on a particular day, but during the course of the year, you lost $900. If you properly claim that, you only have to pay taxes on $100. But here's a word to your listening audience. Don't run around trying to pick up losing lottery tickets that you didn't actually buy, because that frequently falls apart.
I love that. Let's go digging through trash cans. Let's dumpster dive for lottery tickets. Losers, that's
right.
Crazy. Crazy. All right, how about this? Because a lot of people listening to us on America Tonight in the East Coast and the Southeast, pretty much just about anywhere, could probably some people could claim this storm damage. Can you deduct storm damage losses on your taxes?
Yeah, absolutely. You most certainly can. The first $100 you have to self-insure for. So let's say you had $1,000 of damage. You can deduct $900, but here is the rub. If the insurance company pays you back next year, then you have to treat that money as income, okay, because there is a matching concept. So in other words, the insurance company hasn't paid you yet. You can deduct it. And then if they do pay you this year, then you have to treat that money like income in next year's taxes.
All right, so you have to be just careful about how you do that. That's all.
Sure.
Yeah, just make sure you do it right. All right, this one I was really surprised by, because I think we could all claim it, since I know 90% of this audience, probably more, could do that. Can you really write off vacations because you're stressed from work?
Yeah, but they have to have a business purpose. You know, they say all the glitters isn't gold. So let's say you go to sunny Hawaii. And while you're there, you're going to go to a seminar on productivity or something business related. By all means, people sometimes get in trouble because they try to write off the expenses of their spouse or their boyfriend, or girlfriend, or the kids. Those people you have to pay for. But if it's for yourself, the travel to sunny Hawaii, the hotel, all of that stuff is 100% deductible. It's a bona fide business expense, but it has to have a business purpose.
Yeah, you know what? I had that. I went to Maui and I did shows from Maui, so it was a write-off from because I was working.
Very cool.
Yep. Some of it was, I mean, not everything I did, of course. I went snorkeling, but things that fit in, for sure, absolutely. And flight and all that kind of stuff was covered. This one...
It goes a long way.
Yeah, it does go a long way. How about this, too? Pets, because, you know, we've got how many people? 100 million people that have dogs.
Oh,
and then, however,
stop right there. I want to tell you, every year, people, you know, I'm a dog lover, and our dog, Butchie, is a member of the family. He does everything with us except appear on our tax return. And people do that every year. They put Fluffy down as a dependent, and they get caught eventually. And it's, you know, just that dog won't hunt, if you'll forgive the joke.
Yeah, that dog won't hunt. I love that. So no on the pet. Speaking of that, as dependents, what's kind of the rule of dependents? What if you have a spouse that doesn't work? They're not a dependent, are they?
Yeah, well, you should have a spouse. You know, you can deduct children, even adult children who don't work, in-laws who live with you who don't work. You know, you have to provide more than 51% of their support. Read Publication 501 if you have a small eternity. Very convoluted. It goes on and on and on, but that really speaks to every type of dependent deduction. And, you know, when in doubt, look up the rules first.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But why not spouse? Why can't you do the spouse? I don't understand.
Well, you get a spousal deduction. You're not writing them off as you would a normal dependent.
Mm.
You know, you're either filing married, filing jointly, and so on
right.
and so forth.
Okay, that makes sense. How about if your house, and hopefully not too many people have been victims of this, but if your house is burglarized, can you write that off?
Sure. You know, if you are burglarized or if you're cheated, let's say you buy some, you know, crappy small cap stock, and then you find out the stock never actually existed, you were just swindled, you can write that off. Again, that's a theft. There are certain rules that apply, and if you do recover money after the fact, let's say the Justice Department gets involved and they find the individual who ripped you off or victim restitution funds, then you have to treat that like income. But you can certainly write off theft losses.
Theft. What are some of the, I think this was, you said this, when in doubt, look it up, because there, you could get a little crazy with it, you know, with entertainment. I think you have to be careful. Remember there were the guys in New York who were writing off all the strip clubs?
Well, you know what it is, too? It's right, the salutary benefits of going to these prostitutes.
Right.
It was an amazing benefit, and it made them more productive. And the government said absolutely not. You know what it is? If you are a creative type person, you know, sculpt, paint, write, do something else. Don't fill out tax returns. Go to H&R Block or someone else and have them do it for you. Because it's so easy to become creative on these returns, particularly with these software that shows how much you'll get back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep tweaking with the numbers, all of a sudden you're getting back a whopping refund that you're really not entitled to. Usually when that happens, you get a nasty gram from the IRS within 30 to 60 days saying, you know, hey, that's a no-no. Give us back that money. Toot sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, we want it. Come on. Don't try to rip us off. Remember, there was a thing with TurboTax, like you said. They had a problem where people got crazy refunds, and they might have been doing what you're mentioning, where they kept reworking the numbers or whatever it was, and all of a sudden the numbers didn't add up, and somebody went over them, and people that were getting giant amounts back, all of a sudden they found that it wasn't getting it back. Is there, you know, people panic about auditing. Is there a red flag or some red flag that makes you, they look at your return, especially if you're, let's say you're just average middle class. Is there something that would pique them or set them off to the IRS to look at you?
Yeah, unfortunately so. And I don't mean to sound political, but this administration has been very adversarial towards charitable giving.
Mm.
If you give to charity, you are definitely on the skyline. And a lot of people do. They've made the rules so onerous. You know, a lot of people tithe and they give monies to their organizations. Now, if you don't have a letter from the organization acknowledging the gift over $250, IRS, as a matter of fact, just disallows it, which is really unfair because a lot of these organizations depend on the, you know, goodwill of their parishioners and their contributors. And it's had a real chilling effect because once you get audited, it's a very invasive experience. And a lot of people have stopped giving because of that.
Ooh, so there's kind of, maybe it's a rule of thumb. If you have to spread the money around, I guess, if you gave X to X amount. But that seems so silly because you have your favorite charity. And why should you have to give?
Keep good records and make sure it's really a bona fide charity.
Yeah.
You know, if you give to an organization, there's like a lot of really inky roles. You can't know who the actual recipient of your largesse is going to be. If you do, then you don't get the deduction. So you can give to your church or synagogue or organization, but you can't give to your neighbor Joe and deduct it.
Mm, wow. All right, that's good stuff to know. Absolutely. You were terrific. David Selig, federal tax practitioner. You can go to TrueTaxHelp.com and catch up some more things on what David has out there. David, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. If any of your listeners have any questions or concerns, they can call us anytime they like.
Awesome. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The big news, of course, is the fact that Marco Rubio is now officially in the race. Rubio asked earlier today by George Stephanopoulos about running against Jeb Bush, who he had nothing but great things to say about when he was in the House in Florida, including what if they ran against each other. And he says he still admires him, but that doesn't mean that they can't be competitors in a race for the White House. So I want you to hear what Rubio had to say to the crowd in Miami announcing his race for president.
Our country has always been about the future. Yes. And before us now is the opportunity to author the greatest chapter yet in the amazing story of America. But we can't do that by going back to the leaders and ideas of the past. We must change the decisions we are making, by changing the people who are making them. And so, that is why tonight, grounded by the lessons of our history, but inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
All right, so there you have it. Marco Rubio officially in the race. That makes three Republicans, and we know that Jeb and so many others also are waiting in the wings to declare, including Rick Perry. Some say Rick Perry for sure is going to do that. So that's at least two others. That would make five. And I think they're going to have Dr. Ben Carson, who will also declare. And then there will be a few other maybe curveballs we might not be aware of. If you had your druthers on the Republican side of things, who would you like to see run that maybe you haven't heard? Of course, Scott Walker will be another one. He's huge as far as how he's polling. So I would imagine that Scott Walker would do pretty well in some of these polls as he would gain some steam once he makes it official, too. Who would you like to see in the race that we might not see, we might not get to see? Let me throw out that number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We got Patrick E., who is now new to America. Tonight, he takes over the reins for Matt Johnson, as we talked about a little bit. If you didn't hear us in our previous show, Matt, after doing America Tonight for 6 years, has retired from ATN, and Patrick takes over. Patrick, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing?
I think he's there. Already he's quiet and retiring. So there he is.
There I am.
I knew you were there in the wing somewhere. So I have to ask you this question. Do you think, you've seen lots of photos of Hillary Clinton, do you think even though she had dark glasses on, would you recognize her in a Chipotle?
You know, I think maybe why some people didn't recognize her is you wouldn't expect to see Hillary Clinton walk into a Chipotle in Iowa. And me personally, I don't think I would recognize her right away. I think someone would probably have to tell me.
So there you go. So if you are like many of the people in Toledo were on her way to Iowa, then that fits the pattern, not recognizing her. And really, no one did until the photographer came by, and they still didn't really get, oh, that's Hillary Clinton. So it shows you. I'm gonna say that, Patrick, you're like most Americans, that even though we're so obsessed about politics, and we talk about politics, and it seems as though her face has been everywhere, you know, maybe she's not that recognizable when she's dressed down and she doesn't have a whole entourage. Because, of course, if she had a big entourage, she's got some Secret Service guys, but they're blending in, then you would know, okay, maybe that is somebody, maybe that is Hillary Clinton. I can tell you I would, but I've got the playbook on the politicians stamped in my head. So I think there's I pretty much recognize more than the average Joe, including who's in Congress and who's who, as well as with the cabinet members. But are you excited to be part of America Tonight?
I am. I'm very excited.
Woohoo! Good. We like to hear that for sure. And you'll be a big part of the show, so you'll hear Patrick chime in as we move along throughout the next upcoming weeks here. Thanks, Patrick. One thing that we always seem to talk about a lot on America Tonight, and I just got back from traveling to New York, in fact, flying out of LaGuardia to New York from Dallas and then into LaGuardia and back from LaGuardia. Now they're talking about the problems with the TSA agents. I mentioned this just briefly, brushed on this, the fact that people are claiming that they're missing so many valuables. And they released a hidden camera revealed that, you know, more airport workers are stealing. And that they got about 30,000 claims of missing valuables between 2010 and 2014. And some of the valuables, we're talking about people, you know, traveling with their iPads, and, you know, other pieces of equipment, cameras and whatnot, that are getting ripped off, iPhones, that kind of thing.
So you wonder why there's not more, I don't know, when you think there would just be more oversight when it came to, you know, when it came to the TSA employees with so many people that crossed through and all the things, the valuables. And this is where I think it really happens, that people are pushed through fast. And it's like, okay, make sure you put in your, here's which, where you've got to put in your stuff. You got to put in your phone and this thing, and you got to make sure you take off your shoes and your coats. And people, even though they know what to expect, they get sort of that bum rush and go through, and they forget maybe the little, you know, the little round thing that they give you. It kind of looks like a hat because it's not even like it's a bowl, but it looks more like a hat bowl or something because it's a little bit deeper. And I think that's what, truly, I think that's what happens. You get so discombobulated that there are things that you forget that you've had in a bin unless you have it all together. So I guess the trick is, when you go to the airport, if you have a whatever it is that you're carrying, bags, purses, briefcases, that they have the pockets that you can easily put your stuff in, whether it's your wallet and your keys or anything else that you kind of have in your pocket, you have to empty out. So when you come across on the other side, everything's in one bin or just a couple of bins, and you're not, it's not as risky for you to lose what possibly would have fallen on the floor. And I think that's probably the biggest problem and why so many people end up being a casualty on that list of 40,000 different, you know, 30,000 different items that they've found. And with these TSA employees, supposedly now they've gone through much more rigorous training and scrutiny than they have in the past, but not a great feeling when you cross over and realize once it's too late that you forgot something. Well, once you're on that plane, forget it, because it's doubtful that you're going to call the airport and find whatever it is that you lost. Once you're missing it. And I saw a woman the other day who was frantic and ran back to the TSA right when I had gone through. She was looking for something and they didn't have it, or said they didn't have it. And it did make me wonder, which doesn't mean that somebody did something with it. It could have slipped or fallen or whatever. But she had that terrible look of panic in her face of, oh, no, I can't believe it. And it was obviously, I didn't know what it was, but it was obviously something that she really, really felt like she needed. And that's a problem. And it's a big problem. So I think that I think what the future holds is that you got to make sure whatever the bag is, even the backpack, sometimes with backpacks, they have a lot of those zipper things where you can lock them. I think that's what's going to have to happen. Otherwise, all that loose change, the wallet, the phone, stuff in your pocket, walking through with computers, trying to meet them on the other side when you have a whole bunch of devices, is going to be just too tough. Remember, you can always reach the show at americatonight.net. Facebook us, tweet us, all that good stuff. And thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.